Right, time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with my buddy Captain Bobber Gabber Scotto, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-skidding sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for your fish-finding technology, hmselectronics.com or HMS Electric on Facebook. Captain Bobby Abrascato, star of the show from the A-Team Fishing, which I enjoyed your montage this week on your Facebook page. That was cool.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I kind of been kind of complacent about posting stuff there, and I should have put some of that video of me and you in Palmer catching those fish, because that's about how far back that went. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed it. And hey, it's been like that, man. I'll tell you, it's been a lot of fun, man. There's a lot of fish. You know, trying to transition in and out of these rivers, the tidal rivers. There's still a lot of fish, you know, up on the shallow flats. Just kind of depends on the, you know, what the weather's letting you do and that sort of thing. And, of course, it's a good thing y'all are in the studio this morning, yes. So you have to worry about your hats getting blown off.
That's,
you know?
Right. Yeah, but this is the storm before the calm, right? I mean, that's the storm, right. But by that's the weekend, right. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it's going to be really nice, you know. Probably by Friday afternoon, but certainly by the weekend, we're going to finally get some cooler weather again. And, you know, fortunately, these fronts are coming through now, and we're keeping cooler weather more than just like 6 or 8 hours a
yeah.
week, you know. So, and the fish are reacting to it. They're still not, you know, like in a full transition up into the Delta, for example, or even into the rivers, but they're trying to get in there. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, the it's still been a shrimp deal, shrimp imitations. If you can get live shrimp, it's great, but shrimp imitations are just really great right now, because it lets you cover some water to find these schooling fish. And with the water temperature dropping, you know, that's kind of been the operative word now, is when you hit some fish, you know, it's more than just one or two fish. Usually you can get 6 or 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 sometimes out of one quick stop, you know. So that's kind of another thing that happens is the water temperature starts to cool off like it is right now.
But you've told us over time, you use that as a benchmark more than the calendar, right? You're using the temperature of the water kind of to decide where the fish are in this transition.
That's exactly, and you know what, and this is a classic case of it being kind of a late thing. I talk about, you know, the fish not being able to read a calendar. They don't understand the calendar. They understand water temperatures. And this is a classic case of that. I mean, we're at the end of November. We're actually beginning of November now,
mm-hmm.
End of October, beginning of November. By now, these fish should have done, you know, pretty much made a full transition, and they're just now starting there. And I think a lot of that's due to, you know, how hot it was through the late summer, and even, you know, obviously through September. September was just scorching, and mm-hmm. I think they just kind of pushed everything back. It's starting to happen now, but it's still, you know, at least a couple weeks behind.
All right, so that, I mean, that's good, though, for somebody that hasn't gotten cracking on them yet. They haven't missed it.
I don't think you've really missed a whole lot, to be honest with you, right now. I mean, October was great, but it still required a lot of, you know, looking for fish and work, and I just think it's only going to get better as it cools off. So, yeah, if you hadn't fished yet or had a chance to do any fall fishing, I don't think you've missed a whole heck of a lot yet.
All right, so what people need to be doing is somewhere in that transitional zone from outside to inside the rivers, you're drifting, you're finding fish, you're anchoring somehow and catching, like you said, 6 to 8, and then drifting and finding more?
That's exactly right, yeah. And just don't spend a whole lot of time spot fishing. You know, if you caught them in a place yesterday, don't even go there today.
Yeah,
you know,
they've moved.
It's
yeah.
one of those kind of deals, because there's so much on the move, you know. You just got to really kind of have to focus on looking for things that are giving them away. You know, the same general areas work, you know. Very generally speaking, all of the mouths of the tidal rivers, all of the flats of the mouths of the tidal rivers where the rivers drain out, right now is where the fish are. Lots of redfish everywhere, too, by the way. You know, you start struggling on the trout, you know, get up against the banks and get on those points, and there's plenty of redfish to kind of save the day for you.
Oh, that's always great to make the line sing off the reel and make big smiles out there. All right, even better than getting these tips is seeing how it's done in person and booking a trip with you and the A-Team. Let's talk about that. How do they do it?
A-teamfishing.com is the easiest way. It's got all of our contact information on there, and you can even give us the dates and the winds and that sort of thing, and we'll get you fixed up.
Yeah, because you're fishing. I mean, especially like you said, you started a little bit late here. The fish, you still got a lot of fishing ahead of you.
At least 2 solid months of really good, you know, fall/early winter fishing. You know, I think it's going to be really good all the way through the holidays this year. you know, unless by some chance we get some crazy floods from upstate. I think it's going to be great all the way through the holidays.
There you go. Plan that holiday trip to go with my buddy Captain Bobby. Thank you, man. We're going to check back with you next week for more.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And get that gear set in the boat. Get the newest electronics from somebody who knows what he's talking about, Macklin Smith and the folks at HMS Marine Electronics. All right, more fishing next week. Oh, yeah, we'll be checking in right here on FM Talk 106.5.